Access refusals is something I think that many blind and partially sighted people have come across in their lives, and for me as a guide dog owner, I have certainly come across a few access refusals over the years. Well, Guide Dogs have just launched their new Open Doors campaign and smartphone app to support guide dog owners, educate businesses and service providers, and help to seek to strengthen the law around access refusals too. I'm now joined here on RNIB Connect Radio by Clive Wood, Guide Dogs Lead Regional Policy and Campaigns Manager, to tell me a bit more about this Open Doors campaign and smartphone app. Hello, Clive, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, Toby. Thank you for having me on.
Clive, as a guide dog owner myself, I have certainly come across a few access refusals over the years, some which have been turned around with a more positive result, and some which I don't think really may have made any changes at all to the service provider or business. Clive, could you tell me a bit about how the Open Doors campaign and app came about and how you see the campaign helping to support guide dog owners and strengthen the law around access refusals?
Well, Toby, at Guide Dogs, we are continuing to hear on a regular basis from guide dog owners who experience access refusals from all types of businesses, be it restaurants, cafes, pubs, shops, and taxis as well. And obviously, we know it's discriminatory, it's against the law in terms of the Equality Act and the Disability Discrimination Act in Northern Ireland. And we know that this is a real issue. And we've been listening, and we know that something more needs to be done. And this is why we've started the Open Doors campaign. There's three elements to that. We want to raise awareness with the general public, actually, that, you know, refusing a guide or other assistance dog into any form of business is illegal. We want to make sure that guide dog owners are getting the support they need from us. And we want to work with businesses and service providers to educate them, to make sure that their staff are aware what the law is and how they can help, not just guide dog owners, other assistance dog owners, and blind and partially sighted people in general. And this is why we started the Open Doors campaign and introduced the new Guide Dogs app.
And the Guide Dogs app is great because you can actually, if you do come across an access refusal, you can go into the app and show people some advice about access, as well as logging that access refusal there and then and providing a little bit more details, which I think will be fed back to Guide Dogs. When an access refusal is logged in the app, what sort of help and support will a guide dog owner get from Guide Dogs, and how will that access refusal be followed up?
So if anybody does use the app or even contacts Guide Dogs in other ways to report an access refusal, we can give the support that that individual needs. So it could be that they need support to prepare a letter or know how to contact the service provider where they've had the experience of an access refusal. It might be that they want our support to do that and contact the service provider. It might be that they just want some information. They just want to know what their rights are and what action they can take. But also, it's about being able to log this information so that we've got a stronger evidence base of how many access refusals are happening. Because we know that we only hear of a limited number of access refusals. We don't hear about all of them. And this is why we've introduced the app, so that people can find it, another option in terms of reporting those apps. So they might not need any support from us at all. And they're just going to log the issue with us, which is absolutely fine. But if they do need more support or more information, our team will be there to support them and take them through the process of making a complaint or just providing the information they need to do it for themselves.
And part of the campaign is obviously to strengthen the law around access refusals. How will the use of the Open Doors app help to strengthen the law and maybe sort of tighten it up and make it a little bit tighter around access refusals?
We know that the current laws, the Equality Act and the Disability Discrimination Act in Northern Ireland, it doesn't have enough teeth. And we really would think that the law does need to be tightened up. At the moment, it's very difficult for a guide dog owner to go through the process. Is quite stressful, it's quite complicated, and actually it's one other thing that you don't really want to be going through. If you get refused access to a business, a shop, for example, or a cafe or a restaurant, that is civil law. So the onus of responsibility is on the guide dog owner to take action. If it's a refusal into a taxi, be it private hire or minicab, then the guide dog owner can get support and should inform the local licensing team where the incident happened within the local authority. And then the local licensing team should be giving support to that guide dog owner and investigate the alleged refusal. With taxis and private hire vehicles, it is actually a criminal offence. And we want to make sure that, and this is a key part of our Open Doors campaign, is that we want to work with businesses, service providers, to make sure that they are taking an open doors approach to ensuring guide dog and other assistance dog owners are welcome into their businesses so that they can spend their money.
A number of guide dog owners seem to be wearing body cams to capture access refusals, and some seem to be also posting up their videos online and sharing them through social media. What would guide dog's advice be to owners about videoing or audio recording an access refusal? And is it okay to then post up those videos or audio recordings up onto social media and name and shame the business or service provider?
I mean, social media has become commonplace in terms of sharing experience, both positive and negative. I would say that probably if you do receive an access refusal, I think the most important thing is actually to complain first and perhaps then look at using social media. But I think it's important to make sure that you're giving a business the opportunity to respond to your complaints. Now, social media is being used widely, but if people want to use social media to share their experiences, I don't think as an organisation we would say that that's not appropriate. But I would just say be cautious to make sure that you are taking the opportunity to complain about a refusal before you're considering using social media. And I know it's frustrating as a guide dog owner myself. An access refusal is humiliating, it's frustrating, it makes you angry. But I would certainly encourage people, first of all, to complain about the access refusal to the business, but also let us know through the app or in other forms to so that we know about this and we can support you if you need it. And if you need advice about using video, please give us the opportunity to give you that support and advice. And that's what we're here to do.
Clive, if listeners would like to maybe support the Open Doors campaign and download the smartphone app, where can people go to find out more and download the app?
We want as many people as possible who are guide dog owners to download the app and use it if they can. And they can do that by either going to their normal app store, be it on iOS or Android. The app is free. We also started a petition as part of the Open Doors campaign, which we would encourage as many people to sign as possible, asking whoever is going to be our Prime Minister in the coming months to ensure that legislation has teeth and will ensure that businesses are opening their doors to guide dogs and other assistance dog owners. And can I just say as well that although we have the app and we hope as many people will be using it as possible, you can still report access refusals through our guideline, which is 0800 781 1444, or you can email information@guidedogs.org.uk.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Clive Wood from Guide Dogs, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and sharing more about the new Guide Dogs Open Doors campaign and app.